It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Since 2015, police officers in Milwaukee have been outfitted with body cameras in an attempt to increase transparency and improve relations between officers and citizens. But is that effort working? We talk with a researcher about how Milwaukee residents are feeling about the city's body camera program, as well as their level of trust in their police department. My guest is Daniel Lawrence, Senior Research Associate at the Urban Institute's Justice Policy Center, where he researches various policing issues. Daniel, welcome to the Morning Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
As someone who works for a national research organization, what do you gain by studying attitudes about police and body cameras in Milwaukee? What can Milwaukee tell us about the rest of the country?
Absolutely. Well, Milwaukee is not a it's a city that's independent in its relationships with the communities that they police. And Milwaukee is going to learn a lot of things about how body-worn cameras can be implemented in a fair and impartial way across the city, and it be used to increase community views and attitudes towards the police department and how officers behave towards community members.
Talk a little bit about this ongoing survey that you've been doing. What are you learning so far?
Sure. So, back in a little bit of background to this study. The Milwaukee Police Department sought funding from the Bureau of Justice Assistance to develop a body-worn camera program. And in 2015, they rolled out roughly 1,100 body-worn cameras to patrol officers. Those cameras, for the listeners that may not know, they can be mounted on the head, the collar, or the shoulder of an officer, and they're used to have audio and video recordings of interactions with community members. As part of the evaluation, we were interested in learning additional context around the department's efforts and how the body-worn cameras might affect public opinion over time. So to do this, we surveyed representative samples of community members in Milwaukee each year for the past 3 years. And these surveys were with a representative sample of individuals who either worked or lived in Milwaukee, and they were conducted in 2016, 2017, and 2018.
So, by and large, how are Milwaukee residents feeling about their police department and its use of body cameras?
So, interestingly enough, and actually perhaps not surprisingly, the knowledge of the program increased each year as the program expanded. In 2016, roughly one-third of the city's community members thought that the officers were wearing cameras, and this was about 6 months after the first rollout of the cameras. And knowledge of the program nearly doubled to 63% in September 2017 and jumped to 76% in June 2018. And knowing about the cameras is really important to forming attitudes about their use. Community members can really only have an opinion about the body-worn camera program or understand its impact on police-community relations insofar that they're aware that the cameras are being used. So this increase in knowledge is really a necessary step for improving perceptions and transparency of the police department.
So this is the third year in a row you've surveyed Milwaukee residents on this issue. How have, you said that there's increasing awareness of body cameras. How have attitudes toward law enforcement changed over that time?
Yeah, so this is a critical question. And one of the questions that we asked is, thinking about the Milwaukee Police Department, how often do they treat people with dignity and respect? And this is an important indicator of, in the literature, what's referred to as procedurally just behaviors. Which have shown that when officers exhibit these behaviors, community members can be more satisfied with the encounter. They're more willing to cooperate with the officer during an encounter, and it can increase their trust and confidence in the department and the officer's behaviors. In Milwaukee, overall for each of the years, roughly 6 out of 10 respondents felt that MPD officers were treating people with dignity or respect frequently or almost always. But this did drop slightly from 63% in 2016 to 58% in 2018. More importantly, though, diving deeper into the data, we found that by quite a large margin, community members who were Black held the least favorable opinions about respectful treatment by MPD officers. Their attitude steadily declined from 48% in 2016 to 30% in 2018. And these findings really are suggestive of the historically challenged relationships that the MPD and the Black communities in Milwaukee and throughout the country really face with each other.
So the introduction of the body cams to the equation did not help improve relations between the Black community and MPD. Is that that's your conclusion?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. We released a report that can be found at urban.org earlier this year, back in May, that looked at the outcomes or the impact of body-worn cameras associated with officers' behaviors. And what we found overall is that the cameras themselves lead to a reduction in subject stops, and there's a reduction in the amount of officers who received a formal community member's complaint. So we found that the body-worn cameras did impact officers' behaviors in regards to community members filing citizen complaints. We didn't specifically separate that out across different race groups. But I would say that the body-worn cameras are improving officer behaviors in that regard.
Daniel Lawrence is with us. He's a senior research associate at the Urban Institute, and we're talking about how Milwaukee residents are feeling about their police department's use of body cameras. Daniel, you're issuing a few policy recommendations as part of this report. Let's talk about those recommendations for a moment. One of the things you're asking for is that departments should standardize, expedite, and publicly disseminate their process for releasing body-worn camera footage. What would this do?
So this is really to make the practice of having body-worn camera footage a similar process across the board for all types of encounters. We've seen numerous cases where the release footage might be delayed when the police department or district attorney is using it in an ongoing investigation. And this is obviously for a due process reasoning. But there is a need to protect. There is a need to protect the investigation, but it also must be weighed carefully against the releasing of the footage within a reasonable time frame. The community members they certainly have an expectation that that body-worn cameras should be footage should be released, and the department should follow a standard practice for investigating and releasing footage.
So the process needs to be consistent across the board, but also you say that departments should clearly communicate their use of body cameras and the footage they produce. What would that entail, and what impact do you think that would have?
Well, departments are capable of, one, creating a formalized policy and routinely informing the community what that policy is. It can really set expectations at the front. We've seen cases where footage is released quickly when the officer's behaviors are found to be appropriate, but then footage might stay locked away if there are questionable or negative behaviors. And this really just further separates the attitudes between the community members and the police department about, what are the police really doing? Why are community members might feel that they're pretending to protect, police departments are pretending to protect their own. And there should be a standardized practice that could formalize the policy for releasing footage.
Are you going to be doing this survey again next year, or is this going to be it?
This was the final survey, so we conducted the three surveys. The study itself ends next year. One additional component that we're looking at is going to be the actual officers' use of the body-worn cameras, so when they activate the cameras. It's standardized across the department. The policy itself is that they activate the cameras for all community member interactions, and we're going to be diving deep into the data to look at how the officers activate their cameras.
All right, Daniel Lawrence, thank you for joining me on The Morning Show.
Thanks, John.
Daniel Lawrence is a senior research associate at the Urban Institute's Justice Policy Center, where he researches various policing issues. Coming up next, a discussion about student debt in Wisconsin, what it looks like for people now, and how that's changed over the years. I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.